Class is in session. You're listening to Squat University by Dr. Aaron Horshick.
Let's go!
Now, let's start the show.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 3 of the Squat University podcast, where the goal is to bring you as much value-packed content to help you move better in the gym and in life, decrease your body's aches and pains, and help you reach your true athletic potential. Now, before we start, I just want to give a big thank you for everyone tuning in today. It really means so much to me, and the response I've gotten from the past 2 podcast episodes has been nothing short of amazing. So I definitely want to thank everyone who's reached out to me so far, whether that's via DM or sent me a tweet saying they've enjoyed the podcast. Definitely big thank you. And with that being said, let's get to the show. The title of today's class will be the tripod foot. So this topic is definitely a little less understood by most, but legit is going to be a huge game changer for you. We are going to be talking about your feet. So if you've listened to episode 2 of the podcast, I introduced a concept called the joint by joint approach. And it's basically there to help you understand the body and how to understand how each specific part of our body, each joint, has a specific role in order to create perfect technique. So for example, our feet set the foundation for every single movement that you do. They provide a stable platform for the rest of your body to move on top of. However, I often find that athletes don't know how to use their feet properly because most of the time we just assume that our feet are doing what they should be doing. You know, all of our power resides in our hips and our core, right? When we're attempting to clean and jerk 130 kilos. So why would I even think about my feet? Well, here's why. Whether you are squatting, lunging, running or jumping, deadlifting or cleaning a barbell, a stable foot provides the platform for efficient and powerful movement for the rest of the body. And I promise you, when you can learn to set a stable foot when it comes to your barbell training, you will be so amazed at the improvements you'll see in your technique. For example, less knee waver or less knee collapse. I just had a post on Instagram recently where I showed a lifter who had made dramatic improvements in their level of knee control during the ascent of the squat. And the big training technique that they used to improve that quality was to think about setting a tripod foot. Now, here's something to think about. When you build a house, you start with the foundation. No one builds a million-dollar mansion on top of a sandy beach. Now why? It's because it's not stable. The sand can easily shift and move around, and the house, no matter how strong it is with the supporting structure inside the walls, will always topple over. You need a firm foundation, and the bigger the house, the stronger and more stable the foundation needs to be to support it. So let's briefly start today by going over the anatomy of your feet. So anatomy 101. The first thing we do establish is that the foot is naturally very mobile. There's over 25 bones spread across 4 different joints in your foot. This allows for a ton of movement. The role of the muscles, therefore, should be that of stability. The second we brace our bodies to lift a heavy barbell from the rack or lift a barbell from the ground, we want that mobile foot to all of a sudden instantaneously become stable to, again, set that firm foundation. The foot needs to be stable, and it needs to be able to maintain a natural arch. Now, yes, some people will have an anatomically flat foot that won't allow for an arch, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. So how do we create and maintain this arch? Well, we have to not only think about what's going on at the foot, but also what's going on at the rest of the body, because remember, everything is connected. Now, most people have heard of the cue, drive the knees wide. Well, when you do that, what happens to your feet? If the ankles, knees and hips bow outward, like when we drive our knees wide, the entire foot drives and moves into a fully arched position. Same thing goes opposite. If the ankles, knees and hips fall inward, the arch collapses. The foot all of a sudden is going to collapse and the foot almost flattens out like a pancake. And what this means is that we can manipulate the position of our feet by setting our hips and knees into a good position prior to initiating your squat or your pull from the ground or your jump onto a box. And understanding that connection is key to maintaining the stability of your entire body and the technique of your entire body during whatever movement you're going to do. So let's again go back to the foot. When we're talking about creating an arch in the foot and having a stable foot, we inevitably form what is called a tripod foot. Now, there's three points that I want you to think about. There's the base of your heel, the base of your first toe, and the base of your fifth toe. Now, when all three of those are down equally in contact with equal pressure on it, it's like a tripod. It's very stable. The foot is basically like a three-wheeled motorcycle. It's another way to think about it, like a trike. And our goal when squatting or doing any of our barbell movements is to maintain the arch of our foot and have our weight evenly distributed, like the three wheels of a motorcycle. All three wheels need to be down. If for some reason the wheels are not all in contact with the ground, like if you're trying to pull a wheelie and some of your weight is shifting onto different parts, the power is lost and the motorcycle is not going to be as powerful as if all three wheels are down at the same time. So we need to be able to have our weight evenly distributed across all three points of that foot. So here's your simple test for today. Now, if you're listening to this podcast while driving, I want you obviously wait till you're parking. If you're listening at home, get up, try this. I want you to take your shoes off and just assume your natural squat stance. Now, I want you to think about and realize what position are your feet in. Do you have equal pressure on all three points of the tripod? Do you have an arch in your foot? Are your feet collapsed over? The goal is to become aware for the position and the function of your feet. Now, yes, some people will have an anatomically flat foot. Now, basically what that means is that their bones aren't set up to create a natural arch in the foot. In this case, don't get upset if this is you. You know, think instead about balancing your foot and spreading your weight across all three points of that tripod. Now, most people that have that anatomically flat foot, they're more prone to having their weight shift over to the inside part of their foot, meaning they're going to have a lot of pressure or body weight distributed across their heel in the base of their first toe. So regardless if whether or not you can make a good arch in your foot or you have an anatomically flat foot, the goal is to realize and be cognizant of, do you have your weight evenly distributed across all three points of your foot? So once you're done with that, the next thing I want you to do is to try a single leg stance. Remember, shoes are off. Try standing on one foot. Now, all of a sudden, what happened to your foot? Did it stay in a good arched position or a balanced position? Or did your foot collapse over onto the inside as soon as you went to one foot? Now, here's the deal. We should all have the ability to maintain good stability on 2 feet and on 1 foot. And a lot of times we think that just because a lot of our lifting, maybe especially if we're a power lifter or a weight lifter, all of our lifting's done on 2 feet. We're not doing a lot of pistols like you may be if you are a competitive CrossFitter. However, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't just throw out the knee, the basic human necessity to be able to balance and move on 1 foot. So this should be something you should be able to do. If this is something that you found that's very difficult, you can now start training your single leg stability of your foot just naturally throughout the day. When you get up in the morning, you're brushing your teeth before you go to work or you're going to school, stand on 1 foot. Try to train your foot stability while you're watching TV. Get up on the commercials, train your foot stability. And I promise you, if you can improve your ability to recognize what is going on at your foot, it's going to carry over eventually to your training and you're going to have improved performance. For the last challenge, I want you to try a small single leg squat. So we went double leg stance with a squat. We then went single leg stance. Now let's try single leg squat. If you can go into a full pistol, try to go into a full pistol. But the big thing I want you to try to do is try a small single leg squat and see what happens at your feet. This is something that I do naturally with every single person that walks into my clinic at Boost Physical Therapy. Whether or not they're there for pain or just technique problems, they may have ankle pain, knee pain, back pain, they're going to be asked to perform a natural single leg stance and a single leg squat during our evaluation process, because that's something, again, everyone should be able to do, and the inability to do so just exposed a weak link that we can then work on. So Here's the caveat in all of this that's really going to bring today's topic back around full circle to the way in which we should view the body when we're understanding how to evaluate movement and lifting technique. Again, we're looking at the body in its entirety of its connected parts because we're not just talking about the foot, we're talking about how the foot connects with everything else. So we can't talk about the foot efficiently if we then don't talk about the parts that it connects to, and here's why. Back to the joint-by-joint approach that I introduced in the last podcast, a stable platform like the foot will often lose its stability when it's in the presence of stiffness of a neighboring joint, aka the ankle. This means that you could work your ass off to improve your foot stability, concentrate as hard as you can on your squats or your next clean to maintain this tripod foot, but if you have significant ankle mobility restrictions, your foot will often collapse over and you'll lose that stability as soon as you try to lift the barbell. Now, here's how this happens. Ankle mobility allows us to get our knee over our toe. So in the bottom of, say, a deep squat or a deep clean, we need a good amount of knee over toe translation for good technique. This movement happens at the ankle joint itself. And if the bones in your ankle aren't allowed to move as they were meant to due to two things, we could either have a restriction in soft tissue like muscles or fascia, which is basically like a spider web of connective tissue that surrounds and envelops the muscles and bones in your body, or you could have a joint restriction, which is often felt with like a pinch or black sensation in the front of your ankle. But back to it, if our bones in our ankle aren't allowed to move as they were meant to, your technique will often break down, and the first thing you're gonna see break down is your foot will cave in or collapse over in order to get more motion. Now, here's the big thing. If you have a problem with foot collapse, you must look at your ankles and your feet. So I want you to definitely take that full body approach when in the presence of a technique issue in order to realize what your body is capable of movement-wise in the end. Now, if you're sitting here, however, and going, well, Aaron, that's all awesome, but how do I know if I have restricted ankle mobility? Try this test. Kneel down by a wall, place your foot 5 inches from that wall. If you don't have a ruler, it's about a fist plus an extended thumb. Try to see if you can touch your knee to the wall without your heel popping up. Now push your knee straight forward over your foot. Don't let it cave in or go towards your big toe. If you cannot touch your knee to the wall at a distance of 5 inches without your heel popping off the ground, that's roughly a good estimate showing that you have restricted ankle mobility. And if you just found a big restriction while you're doing that test, go on my website, squatuniversity.com, check the blog articles at the top. There is a ton of all free information. Check out the blog, How to Improve Your Ankle Mobility, and start there. That's how you can improve your ankle mobility by being consistent every single day. And in doing so, coupled with your foot stability work, you will find true and lasting progress. So I want to leave you guys with this. Every athlete, regardless of the type of their foot, whether or not their foot is anatomically capable of creating an arch or they have an anatomically flat foot, every athlete should be capable of performing a double and a single leg squat barefoot with a stable foot. And an inability to do so highlights basically a crack in that athlete's movement foundation. And if left unchecked, if you don't try to work on it and improve it, this crack will eventually wreak havoc on your ability to be efficient with your barbell lifts. Your squat will never be as efficient. Your deadlift will never be as strong. Your clean and snatch will never be as powerful. So once we get our athletes to adopt a better position in their feet, a lot of the other movement problems that they have will actually take care of themselves. The body will naturally start assuming better positions because it's now moving on top of a more stable platform. So in doing so, not only do we improve movement technique quality, but we also will see resulting decreases in aches and pains and improvement in performance overall. But this all starts with, again, solidifying the base of your foundation. Remember, if you haven't yet, I want you to attempt to test your level of foot stability sometime soon. Once you're done driving the car, if you're listening again to this podcast while you're driving to work or to the gym, take your shoes off, feel the ground underneath your feet, try a regular squat, try a single leg squat, try a single leg bounce, and self-assess your level of foot stability, what's going on with your ability to maintain a tripod foot and to balance your body weight across all three points. Remember, uncovering your weak links and making the invisible visible is the first step in improving your performance, decreasing your aches and pains, and finding your body's true strength. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. That is it for today. Short and sweet, to the point. I hope it was able to provide you guys a lot of good fire content that you can take out of here to help improve your lifts. So until next week, guys, happy squatting.
That's it for today, class, on Squat University by Dr. Aaron Horschig. For more exclusive content, log on to squatuniversity.com.